selection.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council.
Morning.
The project before us today is the estuary, and it is very similar to what we've discussed a few weeks ago in the north planning area. It happens to be in the south planning area, but it is using existing infrastructure, and it is also oversizing proposed infrastructure which already has been installed by the estuary. We would have approached it a little bit differently if we had had the opportunity, but this predates us, and it has progressed to the point that at this point, I think we need to execute the two agreements because we have laid out the revised infrastructure needed for this particular area. The estuary is a very large subdivision with a number of pump stations and a number of interchanges between us and them. So currently before us, oversizing agreement, standard county agreement, pre-approved by the county attorney. It's a fill in the blank. We have reviewed the estimates. They're as bid, and the credit is $310,490 even. That is to be credited against future connection charges and inspection fees. The use of existing infrastructure is the transmission line, which where we have a predetermined formula, and the credit coming back to us, flowing back to us, is $101,532.16. These are two independent dollar amounts. In the future, there will be another pump station on the estuary properties, but we will have a second use agreement for us. So in the end, it probably will end up being a full wash between the oversizing credits and the use of existing infrastructure. So having said this is the first one in the South Coastal Planning Area. This is the one connecting to the South Coastal Treatment Facility using an existing transmission line we have in the ground, which is currently underutilized, and we can connect them to.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. It be moved, based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, to approve the estuary oversizing infrastructure agreement and the use of existing infrastructure agreement, both dated November 22nd, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
That motion, I'd like to make.
Second, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Thank you. Yes.
Cole? Yes. Charlotte?
Absolutely yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carries.
Mr. President?
Mr. Cole?
I do have a question just in general about that area and what we just did. Is it okay to ask
him?
A good question. Okay.
Certainly.
When we oversize all this and we have all these pump stations out there, the estuary is a difficult one for me to swallow because of where it's located. It's right there at the Aswan Wildlife Area. It's a very rural area, and then we've approved a past council has approved this like you said, a very large subdivision. By doing all this oversizing, are we going to encourage through this more higher densities out there in that fragile area that we shouldn't be probably encouraging because it is of an environmentally sensitive area? That is probably one of the most.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, are we now encouraging with all this oversizing a lot more density in that area?
I'm very glad Councilman Cole asked the question, and the answer is no, we are not. The oversizing deals with existing rural customers, which we would be connecting eventually to the county sewer system,
mm-hmm.
saving the nutrients from being discharged in the very sensitive areas, as you said. That oversizing has nothing to do with any future developments and around the estuary. It has to do with already existing on the ground, small subdivisions and individual lots, which will be served through that system as we build it out. So I'm very glad I can answer it the way I did, and I'm sure you.
Well, that was a good answer. I was hoping to get.
Yes.
Exactly. I would hope that you're very satisfied.
Is anybody familiar with that area? Is
yes.
Ride out there and go ride through a bunch of nothing, and all of a sudden you run into this huge subdivision, you kind of scratch your head, and I'm just hoping that this doesn't set an example or a trend for that becoming the next big growth area, and that's probably the worst place we could ever be directing it if this does any directing is what I'm concerned about.
To the contrary, because the original oversizing concept, which we now have completely modified, anticipated also significant infill, which we have removed from the next plan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman. Arrowhead Extension, or Annexation, I'm sorry. Morning, sir.
I'm here before you this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area. The expansion was requested by the Diocesan Council for Camp Arrowhead. The camp will be responsible for the construction of a small pump station for their parcel and a force main to a connection point near Woods on Herring Creek. As in the past, we have included the adjacent state-owned properties to form a contiguous boundary and the parcel to the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road in the middle of the state land after a call from a property owner stating a potentially failing system that may need a connection in the very near future. We will attempt to install a tap at the time of construction to accept that should it need to occur. There is also an MOU component associated with this annexation that defines what buildings on the camp parcel will be connected and the fees to be paid. The camp has an immediate need for sewer to new facilities to be constructed, but impact fees to connect everything at once was not in their budget at this time. The Diocesan Council has already signed the agreement, and the expansion will consist of 423.5 acres, but I'll caution you that most of that is just state-owned property. The camp parcel is only 2.2 acres, and that's the only thing that they
You kind of pointed out to where...
Yeah, I'm going to get there in a second.
Closer
before Chip yells at me. What you see highlighted out here is the camp's annexation area, and it's basically to bring in their new shower facilities and an existing system that they need to get offline. It does not bring in all their buildings. They have multiple septics
right,
out there.
Right.
Their plan is to do that in the future, just not the funds apparently available at this time. Everything that you see out here is state land. Mm-hmm. Everything over here is state land.
All right, good.
This is the individual parcel that is has a potential failing system on it. The guy really thinks he's going to need to connect within the next 2 years. So they will build a pump station back in their area, a force main up to a connection point up by Woods on Herring Creek. This is also state land, except for, I think, this parcel. We just chose not to bring that in at this time. We will probably sort that out when we bring the rest of the camp in.
How many acres is in the camp? I forget.
The part that the camp is bringing in is only like 2.2 acres total.
Yeah, what is it approximately?
Do not know. Looking at that, I would guess possibly 50, 60 acres.
Okay.
All right. Very beautiful out there.
The parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 on current rates, and there is a tentative public hearing scheduled for January 10th, 2017.
You got a motion?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the Camp Arrowhead expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District as presented December 6th, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion,
second.
Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Old business.